Be Violent by Sheila Kopp. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11, verse 12. Sometimes in the kingdom of God, if you want something bad enough, you have to be violent about it. You need to know that you are a child of God and stand up for what you want and what you believe in. Now, I'm not talking about picking a fight with someone or being violent back when someone comes to question you about your faith in the Lord. Far from it. The Lord has made his teachings on being humble and meek very clear to us. He has commanded us to love our enemies and pray for them who despitefully use us. He also was an example of humbleness for us all when his own enemies came to crucify him at the cross. He asked the Father to forgive them for doing what they've done to him. But in the spirit world, being violent is a must, because our enemies, Satan, and the evil spirits of this world are ruthless. Don't think for a second that they care one iota for our happiness or have 1 ounce of mercy in them at all. They are out to get us. They are spirits, so they never get tired either. Day and night, their desire is to annihilate us. They've been doing it since Genesis. Why do you think there is so much evil in this world? It's not just because we are sinners and have the fallen nature in us, but it is because Satan and his principalities run the world. They are out there to kill us, both soul and body. They've been the ones manipulating and influencing mankind from Adam and Eve to this present world to rebel against God so that we can all be destroyed. Jesus Christ told us clearly about their motives. He said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." Thank the Lord, though, in this same passage, he has assured us that he has come to give us life and to have it more abundantly. "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." John 10, verse 10. You might wonder, how do you get violent in the spirit world? Apostle Paul showed us the answer. He tells us, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 6. The answer is, we need to be fighting in prayer. We need to be bringing ourselves humbly before God each and every day and every moment to him. We need to be talking to the Lord all the time, submitting our every thought and every desire to him. We need to be listening to his voice and obey what he tells us in our spirit to do. We need to be asking him all the time for strength and for more of his power and wisdom to recognize how to fight sin. We don't have to accept our situation in this life that makes us unhappy, discontent, depressed, sickly, and miserable. If you feel defeated at all, you need to fight back with Jesus. We can take everything back through the power of Jesus Christ. If you're sick of being defeated and being run over by situations in your life that seem to be going wrong all the time, it's time to start talking to the Lord with fervency and with urgency. It's time to start asking and demanding from the Lord answers from Him. This has worked for me again and again in my life. I have learned that this is what He looks for from us. A desire that is so strong, it will not take no for an answer. When you are strong in your desire to be shown the truth, the Lord will show you the truth. I have experienced this with Him again and again. He will not hide anything from us. He will show us the truth, and the truth will set us free. He will show you what you need to do and what you need to pray for. We're not alone in this because He is for us and wants us to win and overcome. He might even show you how to fast and how to seek Him more in prayer. Whatever you need, the Lord will show you and help you to attain it. If you need more power, He will give it to you. If you wait on Him and keep knocking at His door and are relentless with Him, He will come. Like the scripture states, the violent takes it by force. This is how the violent do it. They don't give up knocking at the Lord and seeking Him and telling Him what they want from Him. They keep at it like that annoying widow with the unjust judge. See Luke 18, verses 1 through 8. They never give up. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, our power comes from the Lord. We have none on our own to speak of. Only through Jesus Christ we can pull down strongholds in the principalities of this world. Only through Christ we can change the situations in our lives that are oppressing us. Only through Christ we will overcome all things. We don't have to accept things the way they are. We can change things. Just be violent about it and never give up. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 18. Prayer. Father, thank you with all of my heart for your grace and forgiveness upon us today. We come to you confessing our sins to you and clearing ourselves of any iniquities and any wrongdoing before you. Cleanse us, Lord Jesus, and let us be holy before you. I pray, Savior, that your grace and your will may be done in our lives today. Let us not be lazy in our walk with you, Father, allowing the enemy to trample us every day and make us feel defeated. Help us, Father, to fight, to call upon your name each and every day and each and every moment. Our hope is in you, Jesus. Save us, Father. Give us faith in you and the spirit of boldness to fight back. Give us also more of your spirit and your wisdom and power to fight back in the spirit realm, that we may bring back our families and our friends, our loved ones and our communities, and everything that the enemy has taken from us. Let us do this, Father, for the glory of your name today. We ask these things in your mighty and powerful name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.